Another impromptu episode of Ham Radio. Even though I just did one, I'm gonna do another one. Man, I didn't realize it was snowing so hard out here. It's fact. Snow, fucking fire, rain. I put this poor little Zoom recorder through an awful lot of shit, man. It's amazing this shit still works. Holy fuck. Ah, oh, it is beautiful out. This is insane. So I've talked before about this view when I leave my apartment, which I'm still whiling out my final month. I'm going to miss it. It's so beautiful. It's right behind the St. Lawrence Market. I live at Jarvis and Esplanade. Walk out and I can see downtown. And you can just see the silhouette of downtown Toronto. It's fucking amazing. Anyway, today was rainy all day. Reminded me of Vancouver. Overcast, rainy, but it just got rid of all the snow. Every fucking bit of snow was gone. And then I come home and fuck around for a bit. That's also awesome. Josephine's gone for the weekend to her sister's house. She's been gone for like 2 or 3 days. I don't think she's coming back for another couple. And it's just like, because I've been sleeping in this apartment just on their couch, you know? Like, I don't have my own room. But then having her gone, dude, I set up my computer and the table in the living room and just fucking just edited away, just knowing nobody was here. Or today, me and Brad played some video games. Even that was just better. I don't know, just having her not around, having space to myself, just awesome. Or knowing I could go to bed anytime I want. I stayed up all night editing stuff. I edited a whole bunch of stuff just because I knew it didn't, you know, I wasn't going to get woken up. It's the worst feeling when you don't have your own room and you can't, you're so beholden to the other person in the apartment. You get up and they get up. Just shit. Fucking terrible. But this weekend has been an awesome little send-off to this apartment. Trying to remember how good it is and how awesome the location is and how fun it would have been if I just lived there by myself. So, yeah, that rain wiped out all the snow. Like, we had a nice few days of spring weather and then it went right back to winter. And then today, spring again. Like, the snow, like, just gone. So then I come home and I'm fucking around on the computer, just doing this or that, whatever. And I look outside at about midnight, and now snow everywhere again. Just, but brand new snow. You know, this is the gentle snowfall. So pretty out. Just insanely beautiful out. And it's like 2:30 in the morning. There's not that many people that have been out yet. There's a whole bunch of snow that's still just untouched. Just gorgeous. I mean, I've been awake a long time. It's about time for me to go to bed, but I just couldn't resist. I had to come out in this. This is so great. Just go for a little walk. Maybe I'll go to the grocery store, pick up some stuff. I'm going to miss that too. 24-hour grocery stores, man. Ah, there's a lot I'm going to miss about this neighborhood, but it's been a year. I got to go. Got to move. All right, let's listen to a tune. This is this band Pavement that everyone fucking loves to death. That I never really listened to them. And I don't know, I downloaded one of their more famous albums and then it had this bonus disc. So to be fair, a lot of this stuff, it's like bonus material that they didn't intend to release. But I don't know, dude, I'm getting a little tired of going through my MP3 player and every time a Pavement song pops up, it sucks dick. I don't get it, man. I don't know. This band does not seem very good. Sorry. Sorry, Pavement fans. I'm sorry. But I don't know if I'm listening to the wrong shit or what. Anyway, this is an alternate version of the song Heaven is a Truck, and it's very pretty. And it's appropriate to this nice, beautiful night with the snow falling. The gentle snowfall. The brand new white snow. Like, yeah, the snow was getting so fucking shitty looking. Like, you know, because we're pretty deep into the dregs of winter now. It's March. So, you know, the slush was just turning all gross and dirty. And but then today, what the fuck, you know? First this fucking rain comes, wipes everything clean, then the brand new snow falls right after. It's fucking amazing. Canada's so cool. It's the fucking, Heaven is a Truck by Pavement.
Heaven is a truck. It got stuck on the breeze. It has to drive nicely. Boats. can't fly. I know the sharks, they don't have wings. But lady, you need some cold advice about a few things. Loosen my dress, tie me up just like all the rest. She is queen of the Pasadena thrill. Just the queen of the Pasadena thrills. She's queen of the Pasadena thrills. Squinting in the back. Honorary chairman, I won an award for starring on this planet. Let me on the truck.
It was actually a surprising amount of people out tonight. I guess it's Saturday night, but still, it's, you know, almost 3 in the morning. But it's kind of nice in a way. Just, I don't know, me and Brad were talking about the other day how back in our hometown, Fredericton, even if it was a gorgeous day in the middle of summer, just a beautiful day out, and you go for a walk downtown and you might see like 8 people, you know? It's just like no one is there. Whereas today, it's a fucking little wee snowstorm, 3 in the morning, and the I still walk by about 8 or 10 people. It's kind of nice. Just nice to have some folk around. My arm, it's been a week since I super sprained my arm. I don't have to put it in a splint anymore. It's mostly okay, but when I move it in weird ways, it just like suddenly starts to hurt unexpectedly, like without the splint to remind me to just leave it alone. Or I really can't put much pressure on it. I still can't grip hard or carry anything heavy. Or the other day I tried to flush my toilet and I couldn't push the flush with this hand. Or if I do things like I lift my hand above my head, I went to try to, my hair's real short right now, I've just been buzzing it. Speaking of buzzing, what the fuck is that? The Transformers making loud noise. I started to buzz my hair, but I just stopped right away because it just hurt my hand too much to hold my arm up. Really, it was just painful. This is weird pain. It's not like a normal pain where, yeah, it's this really deep ache, like right in your bone. Just feels so weird and unnatural that even though it's not stinging pain anymore, it's still, it's this thing of this like, stop, you know, just something way deep in your brain is just like, stop. Stop what you're doing. Don't do that. Whoa, snow. Big snow fucking snore hit me in the face. I'm gonna have to jump in the grocery store and then just go home. It's actually pretty getting a little rough out here. So I was thinking, I wonder if it's what it's gonna be like to be an old man. The way this one arm feels. Like if I make it to like 80 or 90, maybe all of my fucking limbs will just feel like that all the time. I mean, there's gotta be a reason why they walk so slow. Like sometimes I see old people. Saw a guy in the underground mall the other day. It was ludicrous how slow he was walking. It took him like 20 minutes just to walk past me. And it's like, Jesus, really? Are we really gonna get that bad? I know we weren't supposed to live that long. You know, Mother Nature thought 30 or 40 and we're dead, but wow, you know, like, is that what it's gonna be like? So careful about all my movements, everything hurting, doing any little thing wrong, no ability to grip or push or pull or support things. God damn, it's gonna blow, man. I don't know, surely I could stave it off, just be a little healthy. Till you're extremely old, I guess eventually you can't fight it anymore. I don't know, anyway. So Kanye West, he's the guy I kind of ignored initially, because just kind of, when people explode like that under the mainstream, I balk and I'm just like, who's this guy, what's this all about? So then I went back a little later. And his first two albums have a lot of good stuff. I think if you cut them both in half and combined them, you can make one really good album. And then the third one, Graduation, just didn't really hit me. I don't know, I wasn't that into it. So I stopped paying attention. And in the meantime, he put out two more albums. And this newest one is a huge hit. Everyone loves it. But the one before that, 808s and Heartbreaks, everyone seemed to, from what I gathered from just whatever music press I happened to read, people seemed to think it was an okay album, but, you know, not as ambitious as his other stuff. Sort of simple, narrowly focused. And it seems like, you know, no one disliked it, but they didn't really care that much. But I figured before I check out his new album, I should go back and check out that one. Let's do this shit in order. And I kind of like it, but it is, I like it in the sense that I heard it and I was like, hey, that's pretty good. I like this album. But I don't think I'll listen to it for long, you know? So this is possibly the first song. I don't know. It's called Welcome to Heartbreak. And it's a nice little tune. I've been thinking about this kind of stuff a lot now in my life lately at 31. How having kids and a normal life seems fun. And a lot of this song is, you know, about how Kanye's rich, famous life is really doesn't stack up to just having a normal family. And I totally do buy that. Just my little foray into fame through Keith and the Girl in New York. It's a little teeny, teeny, tiny speck of what it would be like to be famous, but it was enough to show me that it didn't seem like a good path to take. It doesn't seem like there is anything at the end of that path. So I feel you, Kanye. That's what I'm trying to say. I know your pain, yo. Yo? All right. Welcome to Heartbreak by Kanye West.
Oh,
Man, day-old baked goods are the shit. I got a crap ton of bagels and a big loaf of some kind of fancy-ass bread for like $2.40. Oh, my! So, ow, fuck my arm, see? Carrying bagels and a loaf of bread. It's not like it's heavy, but that was enough to fuck up my shin bone. What's the arm equivalent of a shin bone? Forearm. Felt weird. Fucked up. Snow slowed down a little bit. So pretty. Yeah, I would like to apologize to the music nerds of the world for that crack I made about Pavement earlier. I'm sure it's a fine band. See, the older I get, the less interested I am in, like, arguing the merits of subjective art. I used to really think, like, when I was a teenager, like, I know what's good. I know what's good and I know what's bad, man. I gotta figure it out. And that kind of shit is so annoying. So fucking annoying. Like, less and less am I interested in reviews of things. That's why I don't read a lot of music papers anymore. Like, I don't know, movies and stuff, it can be mildly useful, I guess. But with music, it's just, I got no time for a negative music review, you know? I mean, I can say I don't get Pavement, sure. Or like, man, that Alicia Keys song with Jay-Z, Empire State of Mind. I hate that song so bad. I hate it. It gets played all the time. It's just this schlocky radio shit. It's about how New York is great, which I think we all know I disagree with greatly. I hate that song. So, I mean, there's stuff, you know? Sure, there's things. But in general, I really am trying harder to just to not, you know, to give things the benefit of the doubt. Music especially, like, music's all the same, you know? It's the same basic structure, it's the same basic thing. Particularly the music I listen to, I'm not listening to weird jazz or even fucked up electro shit. First chorus, verse for life, man, that's pretty much it for me. So it's all just the same stuff with just mildly different trappings placed upon it. I'm less interested now in people's opinion of music, or like, good or bad. It's not, none of it, it's just, it's really not bad, you know? Even though, I just would rather hear about it. Just tell me about a song. Tell me about how an album came to be. Tell me about an artist, and that's more interesting to me. I'm sure I'll still throw out some an angry, annoying nerd opinions here and again, but I feel like I'm putting that behind me a lot. Or trying to. What the fuck was I going to say? Oh, yeah, because, for instance, Slipknot. We were doing a vinyl countdown show at my other podcast, and music came up, and I pretty much, whenever we start talking about music, I just cut it. It's fucking boring. But, basically, you know, the shit that I listen to. I listen to a lot of the fancy pants music that everyone likes, but I also listen to a lot of shit that people don't like, because fuck it. It seems so disingenuous to me to try to be cool about music. Let's just admit what's fun to listen to. Sometimes it's, you know, it's, of course, it's highly subjective. I was getting into Kesha for a little bit there, but I guess I'm not feeling the Lady Gaga. Why? I don't know. Who the fuck knows? Anyway, we were talking about, like, Insane Clown Posse, which everyone hates them, and I love. Or Limp Bizkit, which everyone used to love, and now everyone hates. I still love them. And the other one was Slipknot. So I was like, yeah, ICP sucks. Limp Bizkit sucks. How can you be so wrong about things? Korn, rap metal, all that. But then I brought up Slipknot. And again, Slipknot sucks. Man, like, Slipknot. No, it doesn't. Come on. That's when I'm just like, that's when I realized that, you know, it's more Craig than Joel. He just didn't know what the fuck he's talking about. It turns out he just isn't into heavy metal. He doesn't like metal. He likes Metallica from the 80s. Like, that's like what a girl would say. You know, because they don't know it. Yeah, I don't know. I like Appetite for Destruction because my brother had it. You know, just, what? Because I feel like any metalhead worth their salt knows that Slipknot's an awesome band, you know? Sure, they were a gimmick, you know, with the weird masks and the jumpsuits, and that there's 9 of them, and they came out in the rap metal late 90s. But it seems clear to me that that is a sweet band, man. Like, if you like metal, that shit's awesome. But even that, you know, even that is probably a little too trying to make something subjective objective, because I could probably find tons of metalheads that are way more metal than I am that think Slipknot are a bunch of no good pussy sellout fuck faces. So I don't know. What's the point, you know? What's the point of arguing about music? It's so dumb. What you should like and what you shouldn't. It's the dumbest. Anyway, that's a long way of saying I'm just going to play a Slipknot song. This is from their latest album, which I didn't get into as much as the other ones, but it's got some kind of cool stuff. This song is called Jahina, something like that. It's kind of a slow, ponderous tune. May not be your cup of tea, but here it is. I don't know, it takes a little while to get there, but I like, and he finally hits the chorus, and this guy, Corey Taylor, he's just a really good singer, and he's not doing his metal voice, he's got a real pretty pop music voice, and he kind of breaks that out here a little bit, hits a little pleasing falsetto. All right, Jahina, it's probably some Gehenna, I don't know, it's probably some fucking Dante's Inferno reference or some shit that I don't know, by Slipknot. Let's listen to this as I go back inside.
The blood and the bud.
What else is awesome about having this apartment to myself is even though it's 3 a.m, I'm just putting away dishes, fucking making a little piece of toast with the new bread that I bought, and just fucking singing along to a song, making a little bit of noise. Doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter, man. There's no one else around. This goddamn house is too little when it's just two of us. The weird backward schedules that are the reverse of each other. Let's play some NOFX. This is called Johnny Music. It's from the longest EP, which is a compilation of all their out-of-print EPs. So I don't know where it's from originally, but it's a good little punk song. And let's listen to this while I eat some toast with margarine and peanut butter on it. Look at that snow outside. So awesome. Oh.
Fuck!
man, guess what? Excuse my gross mouth, I was eating. The meat and toast, everything you're eating toast. But man, you fucking... Well, let me take a drink. You know, North America, you sugar-obsessed fat fucks. I bought... What is this one? Pomegranate, blackberry, and raspberry juice. Some kind of mix. But any of these juices, they've been on sale lately. Man, I gotta drink like a third of them and then add water. And then it's acceptable, you know? Cost-effective as well, I guess. But yeah, shit's so sweet, man. It's fucked up. You put a little water in, it's good. I was gonna say, man, holy fuck... I hope I never lose a hand. I mean, losing a leg, I guess, would be worse, but I don't know. It's just like, fuck, my right hand, too, of all the... to get hurt. Like, when I had it in the sling, and I just had it... You know, then I had to use my left arm for everything. It was a pain, but it's better now, but it's weird now, because I'm starting to take it for granted. Like, I constantly forget that it's hurt. Till I try to do anything. I can't... I had a tap here that was dripping. I couldn't... tighten it. Trying to cut this bread was hard. Everything's hard. It's just like, fuck, dude, holy shit. So many things. I mean, what if you went blind or deaf or so many things that would just fuck your life and it's asshole. Just fuck it so hard. Anyway, I think this is going to be the end of this little episode. 3:30 in the morn. Is there something else I was going to say? I don't know, probably not. All right, anyway, I'm going to end off with an oldie but a goodie. This is from the second NERD album. This is a thing that, you know, every once in a while I'll just toss that album onto my MP3 player and basically just to listen to once. Like, I'll listen to each song. Like, oh, yeah, nice. Delete, 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 delete. And every time I do that, this one song hangs on and hangs on. Like, that's what's going on right now. It's the only NERD song on my MP3 player right now. It's called Jump, and it's got Joel and Benji Madden of, what was that band called, Good Charlotte, doing little raps, so they're weirdly good at it, and it's just, I don't know, it's about street kids, and I love the shit out of this song, man, I love it to fuck. Way back in New Brunswick, the year before I moved to Vancouver, was when this came out, and I remember listening to it there also, walking around in the snow, walking down to the Irving, the gas station, buy some shit in the nighttime. Yeah, I don't know, the song's catchy as the fucking Dickens, my friend. So let's listen to that, and that will be the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to Ham Radio. I believe this was episode 134. Crazy. Although, as I speak, we're already up to 45 episodes of The Vinyl Countdown. That thing's fucking multiplying fast. Think about all this shit, though, like how Keith and Hemda did an episode every day, 5 days a week, for years. Still do. So, I mean, I got into the show around episode 100 or so. A little after that, probably. So when did I first write in? I used to know. I used to be able to remember these things. But realistically, that was only like 3 or 4 months in. Man, Keith and the girl blew up fast. Like, real fast. It's crazy. Anyway, my shit is at keithcourage.com. Thanks for listening. This is Jump by NERD. No One Ever Really Dies.
Make me feel way sad. Punk rock tattoo, sled jacket. name's just